Can you talk a little bit about the characteristics of these slumlords? Do they own tens of houses? Do they pay taxes on these houses?
They do pay taxes on their homes. Most of them, the taxes are current. Some of them own, you know, a handful. Some of them own hundreds.
Hundreds.
It just depends. But the vast majority of them don't see that they're doing anything wrong. They get really angry, in fact, that I would even question their motivation, that they're providing a place for people to live who may not be able to afford, you know, an expensive $1,350 apartment downtown. Well, that's all well and good, but you still have to provide them things like heat and electricity and water. And you can't let their homes become infested with roaches and rats.
The fact of the matter is that, as you said, many of the slum houses that you report on are vacant. So there is no rent being collected from these people.
No, there is no rent being collected. There's no value being given to the neighborhoods. And basically, they're just saying, you know, I don't care. I don't live here. I don't have to look at it. You do. Ha ha. Too bad. And that's not okay.